We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye carry corn for the famine of your houses. And we said unto him, We are true men. We are no spies. And the man, the lord of the country, said unto us, Hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brethren here with me, and take food for the famine of your households, and be gone. And bring your youngest brother unto me. Then shall I know that ye are no spies, but that ye are true men. So will I deliver you your brother, and ye shall traffic in the land. And it be told thee, and thou hast heard of it, and inquire diligently, and behold, it be true, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought in Israel. But if this thing be true, and the tokens of virginity be not found for the damsel, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman, howbeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. And now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. And she said to the king, It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee, that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And she said to the king, It was a true report which I heard in mine own land of thine acts and of thy wisdom. Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments, and true laws, good statutes, and commandments. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring for ever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth for ever. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. But the Lord is the true God, he is the living God, and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Then they said to Jeremiah, The Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for the which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. He that hath not given forth upon usury, neither hath taken any increase, that hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, hath executed true judgment between man and man. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree, that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. And the vision of the evening and the morning which was told is true. Wherefore shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. In the 3rd year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing, and had understanding of the vision. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassions every man to his brother. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true, and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true, and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. This is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. She put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. They themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, and not man. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done.